Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 79. This episode is brought to you by... As entrepreneurs, we all face the battle of finding funds to grow our business and also to pay for daily expenses. That is where Capital One comes in. Capital One will provide you with a business credit card where you can use it to keep all your business expenses in one place and also to build your business credit. Apply today. The link is in the bio. When I first started my business, I was overwhelmed with expenses, so naturally I was looking for ways to cut them. And I know that I needed to really maintain a professional brand out there with professional designs, graphic designs. So that is where Canva came in. Canva allowed me to design professional logos, letterheads, and also promotional products for my business. I was able to use it for my social media posts and really to create a consistent brand. Do you want to build a mailing list? What about create a course? What about build a membership? However, you don't want to pay thousands of dollars to do that. You want to do it at a reasonable price. Well, Podia can help. Podia allows you to do all of these things and more for a fraction of what the competitor is asking. Sign up for Podia today and let's get your course created. Let's get your mailing list built and let's get your membership going right now. Without our sponsors, this show will not be possible. Please go to the show note and click on the link so you can get started with Capital One, Canva, or Podia. The seasons of life seem to be changing all the time. The summer is about to end and school is about to begin, and so many parents are scrambling, trying to figure out school shopping, school supplies, meeting with teachers, and everything that comes with getting kids ready for school. And you're wondering why? Why in the world did you set up goals for yourself this year anyway? Because you haven't been able to really make a big dent out of them. And you wonder if you ever will. In this episode, I encourage you to really think about that, rethink about that. Because you know what? It's not always about the goals, but it's about the process that we go through, the systems that we create to get us there. So that is what we're going to tackle in this episode. Grab your pen and paper, your lime water, and let's get started. Welcome to episode 79, friends. This episode is really dedicated to encouraging you to keep going. So I'm just going to call it, don't give up. Don't give up. I know we are past more than half of the year, and you guys are bombarded with things. It seems like life is forever changing. New responsibilities, new challenges. I mean, look at the economy. What's going on? Interest rate is rising. Inflation is rising. Cost is rising. And you guys are wondering, what is this all about? And you have your family who needs everything from you, and you are giving and giving and giving and giving. And you feel like, okay, when am I going to replenish? When am I going to actually see the fruition of my goals? And I know so many of us, we seem to concentrate on goals. It's like goals. I want to lose 50 pounds. I want to make $500,000. I want to do this. I want to do that. We definitely see the big picture. We definitely see the end result. That is helpful. But what I really want to talk about today is not the goals, because the goals are there to kind of guide us as far as where we want to go. But the goals are actually not what we should concentrate on every single day in order for us to get the results that we desire, right? Once we know that we want to lose 50 pounds, let's say this year, the most important thing is, How am I going to do it? What will my schedule look like every single day in order for me to do that? So we have to create a process. We have to create a system, and we have to follow the system, rain or shine. Whether or not we're feeling well or we're not feeling well. And that is where so many of us fall short, whether or not we are busy or not, whether or not we get distracted or not. Remember, I think last episode I talked about how to destroy distractions. But the thing is, that's the key here. And the key in that episode was that it's really not about the distraction. It's really not about your environment. It's really about your system. It's really about what you do each and every day. If we focus less on the goals and more on the system, the process that we take to really get to our end goal, we will accomplish a whole lot less. And what we have to understand is we have to be disciplined about it. I mean, if you, let's say you want to lose 50 pounds this year, but what is it that you're going to do to lose 50 pounds? Because what happened is we exercise 2-3 weeks, 2-3 months, and then we're like, oh my gosh, the 50 pounds are still here. They're not going away. And perhaps you gain 1 or 2 pounds more. And you're wondering, what have I been doing? Has it been working? Have I been wasting my time? So you get discouraged. You get discouraged and you just kind of, you become lackadaisical about your plan, about your routine, about your everyday schedule, about keeping up. And then, you know, soon enough, you start gaining more weight. You stop exercising. You start eating bad foods again, okay, or unhealthy foods again. And the result are they're non-existent. But what you have to understand is what we do each and every single day, keeping up with the schedule, keeping up with the system, even when we don't see results, even or desired results, but we are building discipline. We are building that discipline muscle. We are building confidence. We are building a positive, productive mindset. And all of these things will come together one day to make a huge difference when you least expect it. When you least expect it, you will see it. Recently, I've been concentrating on creating reels, Instagram reels and Facebook reels. And what I used to do is I would create one and I'm like, oh my gosh, no views. The algorithm is against me. What's going on? And sometimes it feels just like that. And I may not get views, but I decided that I was going to grow this, the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show Instagram account. And guess what? It's been working. It's been working because I decided not to concentrate on the views, but concentrate on the content creation and the consistency of that content. And I have seen tens of thousands percent of increase. That's how low that account was. Increase in that account because I have been doing the work. And you know what? From time to time, I would post a reel that I believe was great. And guess what? I didn't get the views that I expected to get or what I've been getting so far. So what do I do? Do I just give up? Do I get disappointed and move on? No. That is when I should double down and actually continue to do it, because you never know what will blow up, what will bring that attention to this account when the time is right. But when the time is right is when you actually, the time is always right for you to do what you're supposed to do. Don't worry so much about the outcome. Right now, I am so much more confident on getting on video, on really not being perfect and going out there and showing up and doing what I'm supposed to do. Or what I think I'm supposed to do right now. I'm acting on it. I'm taking action imperfectly. And I am seeing the growth. I'm seeing the growth. And you know what? When you're doing it, you may, just a little caveat here, you will get a lot of fans, right? You will get a lot of people who are proud of you, who support you, who gives you a thumbs up, who like you and interact with your posts and all that. And then there's always a few trolls out there who's going to tell you, you know, do something else. Do something else, because for some reason, or you may think it's funny, because I sometimes feel like I'm writing the most inspirational post, because I really want to encourage people and inspire people to take action and to build their best life, to create a life they love. And then some random person out there would tell me, would totally be so disrespectful and try to put it down. But when I look at the interaction, the comments, and I'm like, oh, mine. I don't get that many, so I can look at it, but I'm sure that's not where I intend to spend a lot of my time. And I'm like, wow, 1 out of 100 people don't like it. So I keep telling these people, hey, this is not for you. Just go on, move. Go to something that inspires you. This doesn't inspire you, next. Why do people feel like they have to stop and, you know, feed you some negativity, you know, to make you stop? I just don't get it. But it comes with the territory. I think I posted something lately. I think it was Aristotle who said, if you don't want to be criticized, do nothing, say nothing, and guess what? Be nothing. Because if you're doing nothing, that's when everybody loves you. But as soon as you step out there and do something, then you will have people who love you and people who don't. And that's okay. That's how it is, because you're out there for specific people. So let's go back. I know so many of us don't think of the system, of the process of accomplishing a goal that requires consistency, that requires you to be energized, that requires you to be disciplined, that requires you to keep going. You know what? People don't just get out of shape. It takes years for you to get out of shape. You know, I wrote a couple of books. It took me years to write a book, because I wanted to write the book in one sitting or in like a week or two. I mean, certainly I'm sure some people have done that, but with everything that I was going through and everything I was responsible for, it just didn't cut out. But if you write a page every single day, by the end of the year, you'll have 365 pages to edit and make something out of. Okay, you write because you're a writer, not because you want to publish a book. Yeah, that could be like an end result, but you write because you're a writer. You write because you want to inspire and motivate people to action. Okay, that is who you are. That is part of you. So I'm going to encourage you. I'm not going to keep this too long, but what I want you to do is, I know right now you may be busy, you may be overwhelmed, you may be wondering, you know, why am I still stuck on the same goals over and over? Maybe you're doing too much. You know, you probably want to pick one goal and work on that. And when you're done, when you have find success in that, then you can move on to something else. But it's every day. It's every day. Or you will say, one day I will do this, the next day I will do that. You don't have to necessarily work every single day, but you have days during the week where you will bracket some time to get some meaningful work done. And that meaningful work done will be done week after week, week after week after week. Because like I said, you didn't get out of shape in one day or in 2 weeks or in 2 months. So don't expect for you to change the entire world, your entire world, in a couple of months. You will definitely make some gains, but you know what? This is a process. This is a system. It might take you years to get to where you want to be. But you may work for years and you don't see the results you desire. And then one day, because you were consistent, because you were disciplined, because you were hardworking, because you had a system that tells you this is part of you, this is who you are, not necessarily, you know, some big goals you're trying to accomplish. All right. And one day, boom, something big happened. You get a book deal, or you get some big sponsor, or you get something great. But if you were not in the arena, like Brene Brown would say, if you're not in the arena, if you're not doing it, then when the opportunity comes, you cannot expect to benefit from it. Point blank. That's it. That is it. That is my message for you today, is for you not to give up, and it's for you to develop a system to follow each and every day so that you know what to do each and every day. Whether you are tired or not, whether you, whether it's a positive day or a negative day, whatever the case may be, whatever the weather is like, whether it's rain or shine, you know exactly what you need to do. And that is where you need to focus. And then eventually, guess what? Eventually the views will come. Eventually the interaction, the clients will come. Eventually the sponsors will come. Eventually the book deals will come. Eventually all that you have imagined and even more will come to pass. I was watching track and field with my husband the past couple weeks, and I was mesmerized by these athletes who work for years and maybe decades preparing and getting ready for this season of their lives. But you know, when they go there, very few of them win the medal, gold, silver, or bronze. There can only be, you know, a few winners, right? But do they say, well, I didn't win, so I'm just not going to try next year? Because they don't do it because of a medal. The medal is just a bonus. But the process, the journey that they go through, their growth and development, and the relationships they built over the years is worthwhile for them. So don't give up. Don't give up. Because you may give up right at the brink of greatness happening. So I want you to re-energize yourself, make the mindset shift that you need to, and let's get back on the horse and let's get going. All right. Well, until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable, and anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. And if you enjoyed this podcast episode, I would very much appreciate it. We would very much appreciate it here if you would share it with a friend. Share it with somebody you think who might need this message today. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. That is how other people will find us. That is how this podcast will grow. And that is our intention, is to grow this podcast and make it number one one day. Thank you so much for your help. Until next time.